hello and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a program of bluegrass lined up for you that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. And we get, although I'll better tell you about that first track that's a different one from what's normally played. That's a tune called Banjo Rag, and that was recorded by me in the early 1990s with our gospel group at the time, Paul and Colleen Trenwith and Friends, and that's a tune I wrote. As I said, it's called Banjo Rag, and I hope you're enjoying it. We're going to kick off with Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. What better way to start the program? From the album Another Day From Life, and it's a title track, Another Day From Life. Let's have a listen to Joe and the Radio Ramblers now.
The front door of the shack, saw a blind man and his dog as they crossed a busy street, saw the police on the corner as he walked along his beat. And life goes on, it's just another day, a day of happiness for some a day of strife, all in all it's another day from life. Speeding car, saw the firemen on the scene as they fought the raging fire, saw a long-haired bearded boy give a pretty girl a glance, heard a man on bended knee begging for another chance. And life goes on, it's just another day, a day of happiness for some a day of strife, all in all it's another day from life. Saw a broken little man stagger from a skid row bar, saw a toothless little lad as he rolled a worn out tire, heard a freight train leaving town with the whistle blowing blues, heard about our nation's woes on the Channel 7 News. And life goes on, it's just another day, a day of happiness for some a day of strife, all in all it's another day from life.
Another Day From Life, Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. Great band. We're going to hear from them a little bit later on too, but the band is Joe Mullins on banjo, Mike Terry on mandolin, Evan McGregor on fiddle, Dwayne Sparks on guitar, and Randy Barnes on bass. And what an excellent album that is. Came out in 2014. We're going to hear now from... The Barefoot Nellies, great name for a band. That was the first track Hamilton County ever recorded. That came from a Reno and Smiley song, singing a song about a young lady called Barefoot Nellie. This is an all-woman band from around the San Francisco Bay Area, and this is recorded live in a concert at Amnesia in 2007. I don't know if you've ever been to Amnesia. It was a great experience. I hope it's still there. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band played there in 2008, the year after these girls played. The bands were introduced by my friend Chuck Poling, and we're going to hear from them. What's the song? Let Me Down Easy. Erica's singing this. Erica Walther does lead vocals on many of the tracks and plays guitar. Betsy Malden does lead vocals on some tracks and plays fiddle. Jess Beebe plays bass. Nicole Solis does lead vocals and harmony vocals and plays mandolin. And Prentice Sellers does lead vocals on some and plays banjo. So a great band, good fun. And I might play the introduction by Chuck, and then we'll get into the song Let Me Down Easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Barefoot Nellies.
Thank you. still true. Did you ever swim the river in the summer? The cold bites your fingers and toes, but the sun warms your back and your shoulders and erases what your mind surely knows. Let me down easy, little darling. Let me down, darling, real slow. For the seasons will pass, little darling, and with them a heartache will go.
It's a Barefoot Nelly at the Amnesia.
Thank you.
Oh, there's a bit of applause in there, which I didn't really mean to cut off. Let's listen to Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice from the album Blue Side of the Blue Ridge. We're going to play that track, Blue Side of the Blue Ridge.
Home on the blue side of the Blue Ridge Mountain, where the pines are so tall and the turtle dove still calls and the wildflowers bask in the sun. I'll follow the road past that old waterfall to the blue side of the Blue Ridge Mountain. Just below the cabin, we'll talk about old times and sample that old shine on the blue side of the Blue Ridge Mountain, where the pines are so tall and the turtle dove still calls and the wildflowers bask in the sun. I'll follow the road past that old waterfall to the blue side. Thank you. follow the road past that old waterfall to the blue side.
That was Junior Siskin, Rambler's Choice, Blue Side of the Blue Ridge. Junior was playing guitar and doing lead vocals, Tim Massey on acoustic bass, Chris Harris on mandolin, Billy Hawks on fiddle, Daryl Wilkerson on banjo, and Wyatt Rice was playing a bit of rhythm guitar in there too. Nice recording, wasn't it? Let's listen to Barefoot Nellies again. Here's a song called Used to Be. Enthusiastic audience for the Barefoot Nellies at the Amnesia in San Francisco, 2007. If you're at that concert, I hope that brings back some memories for you. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenworth. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, which is a music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this program comes from. If you live in Canada, it's probably a bit hard to duck down to Shearer's to get some strings, but that's what all the musicians in Hamilton do. They've been servicing the needs of musicians around Hamilton for more than 50 years. They're great sponsors of local music and a great choice of instruments that you can get there. Just a great place. I'm delighted they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's hear some lead guitar. I don't play as much lead guitar as I should do. And this is from James Allen Shelton. The album is called Song for Greta. And this tune is called The Sunset Trail. It's written by Bill Monroe. It's a song by Bill, but James Allen Shelton plays it as a guitar tune. Have a listen to this. Thank you. just some nice guitar picking by James Allen Shelton there on a tune, The Sunset Trial, written by Bill Monroe. I've been reading about Earl Scruggs lately. I've been reading about Bill Monroe, and I've been watching some old Flatt & Scruggs TV shows, the Martha White shows that they used to do. I've got a whole bunch of those, and I just really enjoy watching those. And as part of the Foggy Mountain Boys in those Martha White shows, you often saw Hilo Brown, and he was a country singer, really. He sang country and bluegrass and rockabilly, and he was called Hilo because he could sing just as comfortably in a low baritone voice as he could in a real high tenor voice, and his voice jumped around. When Earl Scruggs was invited to the Newport Folk Festival in 1959, it was Earl Scruggs who was invited, so Lester Flatt was slightly miffed at that and said, well, I'm not going because they didn't invite me. So Earl played with Hilo Brown and the Timberliners, and the Timberliners, well, it's pretty hard to find some information about the Timberliners, but they did include Tater Tate and on fiddle and Red Rector on mandolin. That's a pretty hot group. Anyway, Hilo Brown was playing guitar and doing the vocals, and Earl Scruggs was playing banjo. And this was a tune he played called John Henry. Great version of John Henry by Earl Scruggs, and some great singing in both voices by Hilo Brown. And this is from 1959. This is when bluegrass music was just coming out of the doldrums of the country music and being accepted by young people who were interested in folk music, and they liked the folk music aspect of bluegrass music. And Earl Scruggs got a lot of fans for bluegrass music as when they played at Newport Folk Festival. That's all the work of Ralph Rinsler and Mike Seeger, so we can thank them for the way they brought bluegrass music to a wider audience. And here they are at the Newport Folk Festival.
The great banjo picker with Hilo Brown and the Timberliners, Earl Strutt.
John Henry was a little billy boy sitting on his mama's knee. He picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel. This hammer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. This hammer's gonna be the death of me.
Mr. John Henry went up on the mountain. He looked down the highway side. Oh, the water was so cold, Johnny was so small. He laid his hammer down and cried, Lord, Lord. He laid his hammer down and cried. Mr. John Henry said to his captain, you know I'm a Tennessee man. Before I will let the steam drill beat me, I'll die with my hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. I'll die with my hammer in my hand.
Mr. John Henry, shake a hand to him. I breathe as mountains gave it in. Oh, John Henry said to his shaker, little boy, that's only my hammer pulling wind, Lord. That's only my hammer pulling wind.
John Henry loved a little woman, her name was Polly Ann. But Johnny got sick and had to go to bed. Polly drew the steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly drew the steel like a man.
Mr. John Henry said to his shaker, said, son, I guess you'd better pray. For if I should miss this little piece of steel, tomorrow's gonna tomorrow's gonna be your birthday.
Thank you, neighbors. Thank you, neighbors. Thank you just a whole heap.
Well, wasn't that great? Lovely to hear Earl Scruggs playing there. Man, he did some fine banjo playing. And that was when Earl Scruggs really started being recognised across other genres as a fine banjo player. Just great, some of that playing. Oh, some of his backup was superb. Oh, let's listen to Dale Ann Bradley now from the album The Hard Way. This is a song written by Randall Hilton called The Likes of You, and she's singing it with the late Steve Gully, who was everyone's choice to sing with because of such lovely harmonies that he did and the way he blended his voice. And he did a fine job working with Dale Ann Bradley, and here they are on The Likes of You.
I've seen the mountains when they're shining with dew. I've seen the trees in autumn splendor. I've seen it all, but I've never seen the likes of you. I've never touched a hand so gentle, and I can't imagine eyes of deeper hue. I can't recall a smile so mellow. I've seen beauty in my time, but I've seen the likes of you. I've seen the sands of a burning desert, and I've seen the river flowing peaceful and blue. I've seen the rocks, all the windswept canyon. I've seen it all, but I've never seen the likes of you. I've never touched a hand so gentle. I can't imagine eyes of deeper hue. I can't recall a smile so mellow. I've seen beauty in my time, but I've never seen the likes of you.
Great song from Dale Ann Bradley there, The Likes of You. A little earlier on the show, we heard from Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, and here they are again with Now the Summer's Gone. And that might apply to our Northern Hemisphere listeners, but down here in the Southern Hemisphere, we're just really coming into summer. December is supposed to be the start of summer, but it's always pretty changeable weather. We get some really hot, sunny days, and we get lots of rain as well, and it settles down a little bit in January, and February and March are our really calm, settled, sunny summer months. But so this is for all the Northern Hemisphere listeners, called Now the Summer's Gone, from Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers.
Summer's gone. Tune up the fiddle and rosin up a bow. We're gonna have a
waltzy do. The girl over there all dressed in white, tonight she'll be my wife. And we danced all night long, through the day and the night, now the summer's gone. Sun goes down, and we danced all night long, through the day and the night, now the summer's gone.
This is Jimmy Anderson, a picker from across the pond in Friendship, Tennessee. You are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, my favorite bluegrass show, with host Paul Trenwith.
Thanks, Jimmy. Nice to hear from you. Friendship, Tennessee, that's got to be the best name for a town that ever was. Got to play a track for you now that comes out of the archives. Every now and then I have a space on my show for either some old time or alternatives to bluegrass music, and I've got a great album from the Bear Family Records, and this is called Country Boy's Dream, and it's got some real old country stuff on it, and I'm going to play you a track called Sunny Side of the Mountain. Well, that sounds pretty bluegrassy to you and to me as well, but it's by Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper, and they played some great music in the early 50s, and playing Dobro on this one, I'm pretty sure that it's Josh Graves, and I've been reading his book Bluegrass Bluesman, wonderful book, and this was in the time before he joined Flattened Scruggs, which was just in the middle of the 50s, and here he is with Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper, Sunny Side of the Mountain.
When I'm grown old and gray, just a little thought before I'm going far, far away. I'll be waiting on the hillside where the wild red roses grow, on the sunny side of the mountains where the rippling waters flow. Don't forget about those years we courted many years ago. Don't forget about those promises you gave me in soul. Been so longer since I've seen you, but my love still lingers on. Don't forget me, little darling, though our love affair seems gone. Tell me where. Tell me, darling, if your heart aches, tell me, dear, please be fair. Just in case I cannot find you, I'll be waiting for your call. On the sunny side of the mountains where the rippling waters flow.
Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper are there with Sunny Side of the Mountain, and that became a big hit for Jimmy Martin, who sang it very similar to the way Stoney sang it. Wilma Lee, after Stoney's death, kept playing music, and she appeared in many of Bill Monroe's bluegrass festivals, and of course they spent a lot of time together on the Grand Ole Opry, and that was where Buck Graves learned to play dobro. He used to sit there with Earl Scruggs and copy Earl Scruggs' licks and try and apply them onto the dobro. All interesting stuff to me. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we are having a Kiwigrass Festival in February 2021, and that'll be mostly local bands, New Zealand bands, because it's pretty hard for people to get into the country these days, but we will have sort of an expat New Zealander starring in the show. That's BB Bonus. Catherine Bonus is a fine banjo player with the band Mile 12, and she has toured here with her husband Alex Rubin before, and they did an album. They did a concert at my place on my back lawn, which was really great fun. BB is an astonishing banjo player and a great singer, and Alex plays fine guitar. Their album is called Nice and Grumpy. They've got a real sense of humor, I tell you. There's some excellent songs on here. I'm going to play BB and Alex. It's just the guitar and the banjo and their voices, and this is a tune called The Deep River Blues. If you come to Kiwigrass in February, you can just get your tickets online. Just type in Kiwigrass and you'll find Kiwigrass 2021. Get your tickets online, you'll be able to see BB play this. You can request it, say you heard it on Back Porch Bluegrass.
River blue. lifts your flow, 'cause I've got them deep river blues. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals, times are better there, I'm told, 'cause I've got them deep river blues. Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, 'cause I've got them deep river blues. Let the rain
BB Bonus and Alex Rubin with the Deep River Blues, and that was just wonderful banjo playing. She's playing notes that I'm sure aren't on my banjo. I've never played them anyway, not in those combinations, but she does a superb job of it and makes it look easy. Thanks, BB. You'll find her at Kiwi Grass, first weekend in February, 5th, 6th, 7th, 2021. Get your tickets now. It's going to be a great festival. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band will be there. The Pippi Pickers, of course, will be there. There'll be all sorts of people from all over the country there. It's definitely worth coming. Big hello to all the people listening on Access Radio throughout New Zealand, the Access Radio stations throughout Canada, Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, and all the people who get the program via podcasts, maybe from Spotify or Free FM or accessmedia.org or Google Podcasts, that's quite hard to say, and Apple Podcasts or even Podbean. You'll find Back Porch Bluegrass somewhere, and I thank you all for trying and then listening to the show. Thank you very much. And if you want to do a station ID like Jimmy did a little while ago, just send one, record one on your phone and send it in to me via email to paultrenwith@gmail.com. paultrenwith@gmail.com, and a little voice thing saying that hi, what your name is, where you're from, and that you enjoy listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'll try and fit you in somewhere. Thanks very much, those people who are doing that. What have we got? Dale Ann Bradley again from the album The Hard Way. Here's a song co-written by Jerry Garcia and Robert Hunter, and it's called Ripple. Here's Dale Ann Bradley doing it.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, on the harp unstrung, would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as if it were you?
apple toast. Know a wind to blow, reach out your hand. If your cup be empty, if your cup is full, may it be again, let it be known. There is a fountain that was not made by the hands of man. There is a road, no simple highway between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone.
That was Dale Ann Bradley with a song just called Ripple, an interesting name for it, but it's mentioned in the chorus there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trendworth. We coming from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, and the program is made up from me playing music from my collection of CDs and sometimes vinyl records. I've been listening to bluegrass music for more than 50 years. I love the music, and I try and dig deep for some of these shows just to bring you music that you may not have heard. But I love some bands in particular. Nashville Bluegrass Band, it's been one of my favourites for a long time. The album Unleashed has got some cracker tunes on it. Alan O'Brien on banjo mostly, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Gene Libia on bass, Roland White on mandolin, Pat Enright on guitar and lead vocals, and he's Pat singing this one. It's called I Got a Date. It's a great song if you listen to the words for it. Here's the Nashville Bluegrass Band.
1, 2, 3, 4. You look great.
You look great.
It's been a while since I've done this. I got a date. Do I pull out a chair? Do I open the door? Do I take her flowers? Do they do that anymore? Do I get there early or fashionably late? All the rules have changed. I got a date. I could take another shower, get all rest up again. Another 7 hours till I pick her up at 8. I'm going crazy, I got a date.
Mm-hmm.
all the rules have changed, and I got a date. I think I'll call her up and tell her I'm sick.
I only ever got to see them live once, and that was not long after the band started, way back in 1990. I enjoyed them then, but I enjoyed them more through the years. I think the music that the Nashville Bluegrass Band put out is just great. Time for a gospel song, and there's no better than Dua Lawson. This is from the album He Lives in Me. He's got a fine band on this one, as always. Himself, Jamie Daly on vocals and guitar, Terry Borkum on vocals and banjo, Darren Beachley on vocals too, and bass, and Barry Scott on bass sometimes, and Mike Hartgrove on fiddles. Oh, here's a song called Will You Meet Me Over Yonder, Dua Lawson and Quicksilver.
Are paved with gold, where in peace I'll dwell forever. Oh, the joy can ne'er be told. Will you meet me over yonder,
over yonder,
and with happy millions dwell? Will you meet me over yonder,
over yonder,
where we'll never ever say farewell? Storms will pass forever, and we'll safely reach our home. Will you meet me over yonder,
over yonder,
and with happy millions dwell? Will you meet me over yonder,
over yonder,
where we'll ever say farewell?
Over yonder,
over yonder, and with happy millions dwell. Will you meet me over yonder,
over yonder,
where we'll never say farewell,
where we'll never say farewell.
Dua Lawson and Quicksilver, Will You Meet Me Over Yonder. Well, we're getting to the end of the show now. Thank you very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I appreciate the fact that you tune in on podcast or on radio. And we'll be continuing right through the Christmas period. So just keep tuning in, and I'm sure you'll find a show there. Always new material, sort of, in the show. Sometimes I repeat the songs that have been played before. I mark them on the CDs with a little dot so I know what I've played, you see. We'll take it out with Nashville Bluegrass Band again from the album Unleashed. And here they are doing a tune called Almost. Great tune, of course, as any of the Nashville Bluegrass Band ones are. See you later. I hope you can tune in again next week.
She almost had me loving her. I admit it crossed my mind. She almost took my breath away, but I caught it just in time. Right before my heart fell into her hand, she nearly knocked me out.
But buddy, here I stand. Almost, almost, almost bought the ring, set the date and made the toast. If we were throwing horseshoes, she'd get points for being close. Almost, almost. To myself, before I'd leave the house, I'd put my heart up on a shelf. Then she said words scared me half to death. They start with I and end with you, can guess the rest. Almost, almost, almost bought the ring, set the date and made the toast. If we were throwing horseshoes, she'd get points for being close. Almost, almost. This really had me going. I was making plans to stay. I can't help but wonder who was the one that got away. Almost. If we thought horseshoes, she'd get punched for being close. Almost, almost.